We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous, Phil. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Monday.
Here we are.
Coco is in the house.
Now I can hear out of both ears.
What happened?
Who knows?
What happens in here over the weekends? Yes, here we are. How was your weekend, Coco?
Good.
You went to the beach? What beach did you go to?
Just up to Southwick.
Nice. It was a nice freaking weekend.
That was crazy. That was a summertime weekend. That was what I'm talking about when I say that we'll still have another one of these even in October.
That's why I left the AC in the bedroom, man.
Yeah.
I ain't messing around.
No, it's too hot.
I know what's happening. I know what you're up to there, Mother Nature.
Although I think it's supposed to dip this week.
And some rain this week, right?
Yeah, it started to sprinkle a little bit outside now.
Mark, Brandon, Havner, Cricks, all ahoy hoy and Twitch, Polymorph, Jake Carpenter. Yeah, yesterday was warm. Saturday was warm.
Yeah, that yesterday, man, was like hot in the sun. It was hot.
What time did you get up there?
So we went Saturday.
Oh, all right.
Took a little stroll up there and let's see. So you didn't want to go the usual. Because in the summer, you got to go at like 9 o'clock
to get in there, right?
Southwick closes.
Yeah.
But man, there wasn't barely nobody there.
They've all moved on to fall things.
Yeah. We went up about noonish.
Nice.
Took a little drive up there. Man, I tell you, I enjoyed the drive up just and the drive back just for the foliage, man. There was some.
Dude, the leaves have turned already and they're falling.
Yeah. And there were on the way. Because there's a side road. You get off 81 to go to Southwick, and then you head through Ellisburg and all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
The leaves in that stretch were like out of a movie. It was like nothing I've ever seen. It was different than the ones along like 81 and stuff like that.
Yeah.
481.
No, I know what you're talking about.
It was unbelievable.
It was beautiful.
I've never seen anything like it. They were the brightest reds I've ever seen in my life.
We were driving around yesterday. We did, what did we do? We did Owen's Orchards for
nice.
Apples.
Nice.
Tim's Pumpkin Patch for pumpkins.
Yeah. Yeah. Little Tim.
And the whole drive was gorgeous. Like,
it's unbelievable.
Like, my wife kept commenting, like, I don't remember it turning this early, but I'm sure it has.
Yeah, I was watching a thing on the news, and I guess now is about the time where the Adirondacks every year are at post, or not post peak, but like right there.
Yeah,
where
you got, really?
I guess like that last weekend in September, because I was being a nerd and watching. All of a sudden, it was 10 minutes worth of that, and I was like, all right, time to turn the channel. Need to know about the leaves so much.
Sorry about your Cowboys yesterday.
Oh, see, my...
What did they do?
My thing is, as long as that's a good game, like Florida State made me disappointed.
I don't know anything about that.
That was on Saturday, 52-10.
Mm.
That was where I don't even enjoy the game. At least yesterday, because here's a shocker, even if they win, I'm not on the team.
Right.
So as long as it's a fun game and I enjoy watching it,
they blew a big lead is what I read?
No, they came back.
Oh, okay.
And then they missed. They shot themselves in the foot again. If they would have just converted some extra points, gotten a two-point conversion, they would have only needed a field goal at the end. Instead, they blew it with an interception over the middle in the end zone.
Syracuse with their first win.
Yeah.
At the Dome.
That was a shocker to me.
Is that a good team they beat?
I thought they were real good.
Yeah?
I thought they were real good. The Georgia Tech's quarterback is something else. They've got wide receivers that are all huge. They reminded me of last year's or 2 years ago's NC State.
Oh, wow.
Where they had, like, wide receivers that are all 6'5 and 6'6.
Yeah, I never knew. I never know which teams are good and which are not. Like, I don't want to come in and be like, big win, and then find out it's like a cupcake team. But no, those are a good team. Good
surprisingly game. Big win.
So we got a lot to get to, obviously, here on the show. Today is Monday.
a couple more days of September, then we're into Halloween month, bro.
Yeah, I was looking to see if maybe we would get another real nice day to do anything.
What is it looking like? No?
Nah, man. We are now into fall.
Yeah, I think this was the last hot weekend.
Although this weekend is going to be gorgeous for doing stuff. Upper 50s, low 60s, no rain. It's a very small chance of some rain.
This weekend's probably going to have to be the clean out the basement weekend, unfortunately.
Oh, no.
I've been ignoring that for too long.
I'm going to clean out the basement?
Yes.
You mean like get a colonic?
Yeah, no, it's a code. It's a code, and then I trim everything up and make it all nice and clean down there.
Nice little manscaping.
I saw your mom post that meme where it was like, COVID tests are now done anally. And I'm like, non-joking, and I'm like, Cody would prefer that over what they did to his brain.
If I could change a term from our childhood, no gay.
Yeah.
I almost would prefer if, depending on how far it went into my butthole, why not? I don't care.
Just you that little swab up your butthole.
You want to just take a stick and slowly jam it into my butt and then go, and then slide her on out of there?
Yeah.
That's fine, because I bet I won't get a nosebleed.
No. Or it won't feel like your brain just got touched.
Yeah.
I mean, go get your COVID test. They don't suck.
No, they do.
They suck really bad. Oh, but no, now they're doing, my wife, like all the teachers have different options to get them.
Yeah.
Now they've moved on to like the mouth thing.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that SU's game was delayed because they had to retest.
I know.
So
I want those tests.
Let me get that real quick.
What that one is where it's like, yeah, give us 15 minutes.
That's like worst case scenario life.
What do you mean?
The new normal. If those get, you know, so easy, watch, every day we're going to have, it's going to get to, there's a box, you rip open the kit, give yourself a swab.
I'd love it.
You got to wait 15 minutes.
I would love it.
And if you're good, you can come on into the building.
Oh my God, I'd love it.
Could you imagine that? That'd be crazy.
Every day you get here, Mary has to inspect you anally with the little swab.
Oh yeah, yeah, I don't mean it in your nose. You don't swab your nose or inside your mouth.
You have to go around the side of Mary's desk.
Pop your butt.
Pop through a curtain. Boop. All right, honey, you're clean. Go ahead. Thanks, Mayor.
Please guess the fanny. Josh. Oh, no. No.
I saw somebody. I didn't know this was a thing, but the meme was like, you know how like they have the wood and it's like the scene from The Wizard of Oz. So it's Dorothy and then three dopes or whatever.
Yeah.
And then where Dorothy's face was, the guy put his butt cheeks there and the meme said, if you don't put your butt cheeks in Dorothy's face hole, do you even fall? What?
What is the matter with people?
I don't know, but it looks so funny to have like smiling face, butt cheeks.
And then to get called out on top of that.
Yeah, like, oh.
Oh, you don't.
You don't put your butt. No, okay, sure.
Oh, okay.
I thought you liked the fall. All right.
Okay. Oh, all right, fine. A real Wizard of Oz fan you are, Mr. Chinango.
Oh, all right. So 84 today, 69 tomorrow. 67 tomorrow.
It's going to be 84 today?
That's what the guy on the TV just said to me. Okay?
I think he's lying.
Maybe he's high on those drugs, but I'm telling you right now what I just read there, guy.
I think he's full of it.
Today, more like July, close to record temperatures.
He's full of it.
I'm trusting the weather guy.
On a Monday?
You're going to tell me
that
we're going to be in the 80s today, that guy?
Well, as long as you don't burn them bergs.
And then the cold front comes through tomorrow, and then we get rain.
Yeah, then it goes right into the 60s, and we all get hay fever.
Kenny with a 12-month sub. Kenny, officially Mike 4 here on the show on K-Rock and Twitch. Congratulations.
Come do my job.
Come do Cody's job.
I got to go get an egg sandwich.
You're legally required to fill in for Cody now.
Sorry. Sucks for you.
No, so I'm thinking about... You want an old man statement?
Yes.
Thinking about seeding some lawn today.
Oh, you are? Where?
My house.
Like the front?
Well, it's always good if you're going to get a bunch of rain.
Yeah.
Just put a bunch of seed out. Never hurts.
Oh, I thought you were like closing off that one side of the driveway.
Yeah, we're going to eventually, but no, I mean, every year I just try to grow more seeds, more grass than weeds.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to get a few days of rain, which we're going to get right now, I might just seed for a...
I should do that because I got some patches in the backyard that just straight friggin' died.
Just do
man.
It, bro. Go to what Tractor happened? Supply or something. Get a 50-pound bag of grass seed.
And just start.
If you have a spreader, put it in the spreader.
I do not.
Or you just take a little cup of it and just sprinkle it like you're sprinkling Parmesan cheese on some spaghetti.
That's what I do. Yeah. I put on a glove and then sprinkle like it's a cheese.
Yeah.
I do like that analogy.
If you're gonna get a good run, I'm gonna plant my seed, Jay Carpenter. You're a damn runner.
Oh, Mike.
Yeah, if you're gonna get a few days of rain, it's good to see. Might as well.
Huh. All right. That's good. Good to know. I'll put it on my list of things to get. It's in the car. Ain't doing that.
You got a list of things to get today?
There's a couple things I always forget that I gotta do that I was like, all right, just write it down that way tomorrow. You can just grab them real quick.
All right.
It's one of those like annoying where, you know what I mean? Like, come on, really? You're gonna really go that long and hope that you don't use the last little bit of toilet paper? Really?
Oh, really?
Like one of those type deals where you know every day you need it.
You're gonna need it,
just
right?
Just do it. You wrote it down. Now you know you need it. Again, go get it. Because that, man, when you gotta do the,
Can I have some paper towels? Have we hit the end of toilet paper yet, or is that still good?
Toilet paper, I think, yes. I haven't had a problem with that.
Paper towels are tricky.
Still a problem.
Why?
I don't know.
What do we do?
I don't know because I don't like the crappier ones that end up, you know, being like cardboard at a, you know, high school science classroom.
Yeah, no, thank you.
That you go to wipe the table and...
And it just spreads it around.
It just spreads it. So, you know, you got to get like, you know, the Bounty or whatever, or Charmin or something.
All right.
Quicker picker-upper.
We're seeding, baby.
I'm do some seeding.
Baby, we're down to seeding. All right, let me stay on time. I'll come right to the spots. We'll recap some NFL from yesterday. SU game on Saturday. Hey, last couple of days to celebrate me. It's my decade of dum-dum.
Yes, it is.
If we've ever taken a photo together, I'd like to see it. Post it on any of the social medias. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Friendster, MySpace, LiveJournal, wherever you do
nice.
That.
LiveJournal, huh?
And I'm going to gather all of them here this week and do a big post celebrating me.
Nice.
Hashtag decade of dum-dum, D-U-M-D-U-M. All right, so I guess let's just start with your Cowboys yesterday, Cody. What happened?
They got out to another shooting themselves in the foot game where they just let their own mistakes cost them. They were letting Russell Wilson huck touchdowns all over them.
Mm-hmm.
The same time they were screwing themselves over where they let a lot of stupid things happen that shouldn't have. They missed two extra points and then missed a two-point conversion.
Ooh.
So when it came down to the end of the game where everyone laughing, Cowboys suck. Look, they did again, came all the way back. So look out, the Cowboys are yet again a team to be afraid of, although everyone, they're terrible. Well, Seahawks were pretty good, and they came all the way back and needed a touchdown, whereas they would have just needed a field goal had all those other things gone right. And Dak made a pretty sweet play, but then threw a pick. Like, he went to get sacked and did a little scramble, and almost went down to the ground, but then stood up and threw an interception.
But he did get sacked by a former SU player, too.
Yeah, it was like the crucial play of the game, man.
Yeah.
That was his name, Robinson or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a good sack where it's just, if the Cowboys could stop shooting themselves in the foot, they would be one of the best teams in the NFL. They have legit, I don't care, they have the best offense.
Okay.
They are unstoppable on offense. Dak threw for 450 yards.
Whoa.
The weapons we've got are unbelievable. It's just the defense is that of a crappy college team.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're secondary because their line is pretty good. But other than that, I mean, if they don't settle things up, they will be 8-8 again as they are every year. Although, tied for first.
And then what happened with the Bills yesterday? I was only following along on Twitter. They were down and then...
They are, again, exactly what I said. They have to be one of those teams where... I hope their conditioning is up to par because they have to go pedal to the metal, foot on your throat the entire game.
Right.
And they will blow everybody out. They will be a 12-4 team because the Rams kind of hang around too long. And all of a sudden the Rams threw a little touchdown and they were leading out of nowhere.
Yeah, I wasn't home, but I was just following Brent Axe on Twitter. And then I saw like on Twitter, it'll show you the score.
Yeah.
And they were down to the very end.
Yep. But then almost Josh Allen, man, he makes good plays when he doesn't try to do too much. Because, again, there was a couple times where he got a little overwhelmed, started making a couple crappy plays, and it was like, all right, just settle down, bro.
Right, right.
You're better than this. You've got this. And he settled in and took him out.
We are your home for the Buffalo Bills, obviously. Catch all the Bills action right here on K-Rock. Yeah, I'm sorry, Giants fans. What the hell did the 49ers do to the Giants? 36-9?
The Giants is terrible. Daniel Jones is horrendous. He is horrendous.
People were just brokenhearted watching that game yesterday.
I don't know why they're shocked. He had a Daniel Jones game mm-hmm. without Saquon. What are you going to do? I mean, it's a little rough to have the entire 49ers backup team handle them, but it's going to be like that for the Giants for a few years.
Bucks over the Broncos. Like Tom Brady playing well.
Yeah.
Here
they come.
Is it?
Patriots played unbelievable. Bucks played unbelievable.
Patriots beat the Raiders 36-20.
Uh-huh. Here it comes. Bucks, Patriots.
And then you said, last night's game, Packers beat the Saints.
Yeah. Yeah, they gave them the business.
And tonight's game is huge, right? Chiefs-Ravens at 8:15?
I don't want to say it could be the game of the year because then it'll be a blowout and it'll be like, man, really? We made all that hype for nothing? But Chiefs-Ravens should be a, like, 50-51 game.
Yeah.
Like, it should be a college-style crazy game.
SU, with their first win over the weekend on Saturday.
They put the beat down on Georgia Tech.
They really did, even to the
point. Five turnovers.
I don't even know how many interceptions they had, but one of them, there was a backwards lateral. I never see that.
Right? Yeah, they gave them the business.
That was awesome.
If their defense is unbelievable, and if they could just, again, it's like the Cowboys, but reverse.
Mm-hmm.
If their offense could get on par, they'd be unstoppable too.
Yeah, the defense played the hell out of that game.
Yeah, their defense is good.
And then tonight, game six of the Stanley Cup Finals. 3-2, Tampa Bay up on the Stars.
Yeah, I watched the two overtime periods on Saturday, was mm-hmm. it? And that's intense, man.
So the Lightning could take it tonight.
They could.
It could be over tonight.
If the announcers stop jinxing it the entire game, did anybody else notice that? Watching
what?
That?
What do they do?
The announcers, at least the two overtimes, every time they could, would go in the Toronto Tampa Bay could take this here, and then they could be Stanley Cup champions here in a matter of moments.
Mm-hmm.
Any moment here, Stanley Cup possible champions. It's like, stop saying it.
Right,
let them do
it
first. And that, like every single shot they would show of only Tampa Bay, they would say, I'm looking to close it out here any minute to be Stanley Cup champions. It's like, shut up.
Oh, and then Mets fan in Twitch says there's 8 MLB playoff games tomorrow.
Yeah, I can't wait.
8.
Yeah, Braves clinched the 2 seed.
8
That'd
games.
Be great. Yeah. Cody
loves this because they just jam everything. Like, his whole day is planned.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because they start at noon.
Yep.
And you're just good.
It'd be good to
You were up at the beach watching football on your phone?
Yeah, I was. They didn't get a ton of games, but I was able to get a decent one.
Yeah.
So I was happy for a little bit. And then I saw that they finally put it on a different extra pay channel for Ooh. That Cuse game this Saturday, or this past Saturday. It was on TV.
If you tweeted it out.
You paid those extra because I checked mm-hmm. that. So I know what of those channels I get. And that, as of a couple days before it, was not the SU game. It was some other random
game. Yeah.
So something
they
must have
put it on
where,
there.
Yeah, if you wanted.
I listened to it. We have it on 94.9 K-Rock
yeah.
in Utica, then
better
TK
anyway.
Here in Syracuse.
Yeah.
And so we were heading to the music store because my daughter needed some things for her saxophone. And it was so weird to hear Matt Park be like, I think his line was, you want to hear something that you've never heard before, the SU football? There's a delay of game. And I'm like, I go, what? Everybody be quiet. What just happened?
Yeah.
Like the Georgia Tech was out on the field.
Yeah, everyone was out there.
Everybody was in the tunnel
yep.
waiting to run out.
Yep.
And they said, hold on a second.
Yeah, it was
like,
weird.
What even happened? Like, were they waiting on? I know they were waiting on COVID results.
3 players tests, but they said they were retested. So did somebody go, hey, I don't know you or you.
Well, my theory, my theory could be like, maybe those players were like, oh my God, I just found out this thing I was at over the weekend.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah,
maybe. Because it was weird. I've never seen that before.
I've never seen it either.
Yeah.
But if they all got... If they got those fancy tests that are getting them results in 15 minutes,
yeah.
I want those.
I mean, I don't because I don't want to have to take the test. But if I need to take the test,
it might just be like a mouthy
know.
Thing.
Yeah, I'd rather know one in like thing. 2 minutes.
Friday night was a
no.
Friday in total was a big takeout day.
Oh yeah, I saw your beef stick.
So,
which is 10 times the size I thought it was.
Me and
Jesus.
So, I've been talking up the Wendy's pretzel bacon pub burger.
Yeah.
All week.
Yeah.
And of course, the kids wanted to try it.
Advertising works, man.
Advertising works, especially on my family.
Yeah.
Problem is, I'd already had it for lunch because I was craving it for lunch. So in total on Friday, yeah. Every member of my family had
yeah.
Wendy's.
The good old Wendy's.
I had it for lunch, and then they wanted it for dinner.
Nice. Nice.
Well, I'm right across the street from my Chinese place, so I grabbed some Chinese food.
Oh, there you go.
I get them their Wendy's.
Perfect.
They loved it. They loved the pretzel bacon pub cheeseburger.
Did they get all the things on it?
They got all the things. They tried it.
Yeah.
My son even tried his Dave Classic on the pretzel bacon, on the pretzel bun. He loved that.
It's worth it. It's worth it. It's good. It's a good bun.
Got those lemonades. Big hit. Highly encouraged. But I ran across the street, got my Chinese food, and I sent Cody Mack a photo of my beef sticks. And that is not innuendo.
Not this time, anyway.
No.
I was shocked at the size of the beef stick. Where is it? Because I didn't really... There it is. I thought they were... You know, you see those in like a Chinese buffet or mm-hmm. something, and they're not...
They're just tiny.
They're like the length of a normal tiny Slim Jim yeah. and not that much bigger. But if you will, on Twitch, you'll be able to see this.
Do you see that beef stick right there? It looks like I'm sending him a dong shot from that angle.
Yeah. Right? That is absolutely enormous.
Yeah.
Look good, though.
Did eight of them.
Eight of those, guys.
Did eight of them. Between the...
How big? That's like what?
Like
they're like
that's
6 inches.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know.
But they're very
2 inches
thin,
across. But
they're so good.
But still, yeah.
They're so good. Those have never made it back to my house.
No
they're
one,
gone
yeah.
by the time I get to my house.
Say, yeah, right now, if your wife is listening, she's like, he doesn't get beef yeah. on a stick. That's...
He just orders
what?
Eight empty
no,
beef skewers. I don't know what.
Yeah, no, he's...
Those, that much just come with the meal.
He gets the skewers to... And you just eat your chicken with them. No, that's what these are for, definitely.
They're just chopsticks I always thought he had in there. I don't know what those were.
Big, long toothpicks.
Yeah. I'm not proud of it, Coco.
Yes, batch at once. All eight.
Yeah, stack them together.
And it's not like he... It's not like he gets his food here and then drives back home.
No, I'm 2 miles. I mean, we've mapped it out.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I'm doing
yeah,
a
we
stick
did.
A minute, right?
Yep,
a stick,
yeah.
Stick per mile, I think I
yeah,
figured out.
It's like a weird every 50 seconds. You're putting one of those bad boys back. Well, they're good, though. I don't then screw it.
But, I mean, it was shameful. It was shameful for me to have pulled up. I get my Chinese food because I'd had mm-hmm. Wendy's earlier that day. And then I pull up to Wendy's in order for the rest of my family.
And you've
and
got the...
bags and...
Yeah, but... Yeah, you just got like a smorgasbord.
And all those lemonades. Those Wendy's lemonades.
1,000 drinks.
Pull up to the house. I'm like, I'm going to need a minute bringing all this in, guys.
You ask the Chinese, hey, can I get a drink carrier? Wendy's forgot. Excuse me? Yeah, I got
yeah,
some drinks from Wendy's.
I got some drinks in there.
I stopped at Wendy's after Little Caesars and then Subway's over there. So
and
I mean,
don't think for a second I wasn't considering getting another
yeah,
of those bacon pub burgers.
I kind of assumed that's where this was headed, where you were going to say,
no.
Oh, man, obviously, I had to get one of those for myself that way for later. A little burger.
But I was
back.
Envious. Because, I like my Chinese food, but I like Wendy's better. And I was sitting there eating my chicken. I was looking over at them, and they're just eating these big old delicious burgers.
How quick into them eating their food did you go? You guys full?
Yeah, you guys gonna, what are you gonna, you finish over there, or what's the story?
Full? Your daughter has not taken one bite. You want, and I can just see her going,
yeah,
I you
guess.
Can have it, Daddy, here you go,
I
give
guess,
me your
yeah.
over. Or is your son's like giving you the finger while he's eating it? Mine.
Give me more. So give it a try. Yeah, I agree, text line's like, that bun needs to stay at Wendy's, I agree. That's got to stay.
Yeah. I like
just
it better.
Just have it. Just have it available.
It's better than most pretzel buns because a lot of pretzel buns are hard.
Yeah.
Like you get them and you've got to like bite down in yeah. it harder than you would.
Just have it available
yeah. no,
is all I'm asking.
This is good. Although I'm really interested in my idea now of can they just give me some buns and then that.
You dunk it?
Or like the mustard sauce and then I can just dunk, 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 dunk.
Well, Wendy's, if you've got the recipe for making the pretzels, just make sticks now. Pretzel sticks.
You get that.
Like, if you've already got the whatever,
they
whatever.
Start serving pretzels with a little side of warm mustard.
This is
or
what
cheese.
I've been trying to push for
Jeez.
A month.
Oh, my God.
If I could get drive through warm pretzels
God, that
with
be
that
so
beer
good.
Cheese.
Yeah.
Mm. Or a thing of Wendy's chili.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Okay.
God, I like their chili. It is good. Well,
see?
Tell that guy.
I'm going to get him on the phone.
Okay.
You already figured out how to make the bun. You're going too hard. No. Make it a little stick.
Right. Take the bun, give it a little dunky in something, then deep fry it like a French fry.
Mm-hmm.
So we can have a deep fried pretzel bite.
Pretzel sticks. Ooh.
Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Deep fried pretzel bite?
I don't even know how they make pretzels to begin with.
Hermbone. His wife can make a pretzel.
Like, oh, really?
Like a
good one?
Flippy, flippy.
I know it's fancy. Oh, I don't think there's a way to do it.
It's phenomenal. They're unbelievable.
Oh, I didn't even think about putting the breakfast sandwich on the pretzel. Get it. Son of a bitch. All right.
No,
stop thinking food. It's too early.
I want some pretzel.
I want a lot of things right now. Soundgarden! Poon Man! It's the show. You're listening to K-Rock. It is National Drink Beer Day.
Oh.
Come up this next hour, talk some beer, because I don't drink much beer anymore. I'm a spirits guy, but I'd like to know what kind of sleepers are out there.
Yeah, I've kind of moved away, but I'm a big fan of the fall ones.
The fall beers, the pumpkins and stuff?
I like all that, the hearty fall ones. I don't like not a dark like a Guinness, but I like a good
I'd like to know what kind of beers you guys are picking up lately.
Yeah, some pumpkin ones that I'm unaware of.
And I don't like pumpkin beer, so what other like fall options are there? I should get Joel or Carissa on the phone and ask.
Oh man, like an Oktoberfest.
Yeah,
type.
Like I like those.
Those are good.
Over there to Gersha Bersha?
Yeah. Well, more Gersha Bersha, yeah.
You know how I know that these social media platforms don't have all of my information?
Because you like Coldplay?
Because I love Coldplay.
Oh, different joke.
No, because if they really knew that much about me, they would know that I've been registered to vote for 20 years. And every single goddamn social media app, hey, register to vote.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I don't get that.
I am. I'm registered to vote.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Right? Yeah, what's the deal with, how do you, is there any way to get it, any of them to know that you are?
I just keep clicking the X.
Or is it just we have to literally deal with that for the next 2 months now?
I think that's it. And I don't even know how registering to vote, like, could you feasibly register to vote and vote this close to an election? I would guess, maybe. I guess you can.
I bet, yeah. I bet you could register to vote the day of voting.
You think so?
Yeah. Why not? Once you're registered, boom, you're good.
You're good to go.
I assume, right? Unless they have to assign you a voting place.
Or, like, double check you or something. I am too dumb to know how things work.
I have no idea how that works.
Ladies and gentlemen, happy National Drink Beer Day. I think 2020, we could all drink a little more beer, booze. I love my nightly cocktails.
Yeah. Yeah, I like a good...
But I've been a more of a spirits drinker.
Yeah, same. And that's not beer's fault. That's like a Mike's Harder's fault.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that is weird.
And or the offshoots of beer's fault, like the Limeritas and such.
The malt beverages, if you will.
Yeah. Because I do like a good...
a good beer, and I forget about it until I go have one.
I'm telling you, man, son of a bitch, on a hot ass day, There is still nothing better than an ice cold Bud Heavy,
dude. Yeah,
I don't know what it is, but it is just phenomenal.
I love that. That's a Pilsner style. I love a good Pilsner.
I do too. That's
my favorite kind.
I like those. Yeah, I was gonna say those are my favorites. Usually, like the German ales and the white.
Like, when I
German
think what's a beer tastes like, that's what a beer tastes like to
me,
doesn't it?
Yeah, I like those. Yep, same.
So I'm asking you guys, what are the sleeper fall beers that we don't even know about? Everyone goes to the pumpkin. Everyone's got their obvious pumpkin ones.
Yeah, those are cool, but there's got to be some new stuff now, I bet.
Adirondack Food and Fuel, K-Rock text line, 315-364-109.
Bet they got some.
What are some beers you've stumbled across? What are you guys drinking right now?
Because gas stations tend to have some of the...
Gas stations get pretty good beer hookups.
Yeah, low-key.
They know what's going on.
Yeah, I bet you guys get some good stuff.
Yeah, Strawberritas are more... That's more of a summertime, though, isn't it, though?
Yeah, all of those are... I mean, they make, and I would friggin' love it if they brought back my Cranberrita. Because that was my drink,
that was your drink,
man.
Yeah.
You do two of those and a shot of vodka and a big old glass with a little bit of ice, and you're done.
You're good for the day?
You're done. You're done.
Lottie says Oma Gang has a new Pilsner. I want to try that, Lottie. Jeremy's a pirate in Twitch. I recently had a Fruity Pebble sour beer. Bill Cosby in Twitch. Sam Adams, Jack O. What is that?
I'd like to try that. Is that like their pumpkin?
Oh, that Dogfish Head 60 Minute. That's a big one.
See, that,
that's a big beer.
A lot of the IPAs are too hard for me. It's too, like, not
it
acidic,
tastes like grass.
Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of it.
Yeah, Branching Out Bottle Shop has great selections.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Now is when I've got to get over there to see what they've got for like a fall and a pumpkin.
Because Chris will know what's good.
Yeah, I bet they got
Go fluff yourself up at Fulton Chain. Oh, my God. It's that one.
Do we have it?
Rich,
sounds familiar.
When we're out in the Utica area, Rich will come down and he'll bring like the Fluffernutter beer, remember?
Oh, yeah, okay, yep.
That stuff is so good.
That's good.
Mackenzie Pumpkin Jack Hard Cider?
Okay. I will try these. A lot of the sours now, I can't do it. They are not good for my gut, so I can't drink them.
Oh, they get too acidic?
I'm supposed to and it probably goes the same for you.
Probably.
We're not supposed to have even one. Some brewer told me that when we had one of those, that football thing or
then
the basketball
thing.
Why
did we make a sour beer?
I know. Well, it's not everybody's guts are
it's
all
ruined.
It's not
about you. It's about the consumer. Yeah.
Consumer. Because, he goes with sours with our belly problems. Not good for us.
Oh, I agree, Jack's Line. Blue Moon, that's just always a good beer.
I do. I like it, too. I remember I ordered one at out somewhere once, and the bartender shoved a bunch of different varieties of fruit in it because he goes, here, you're fruity, and you like a fruity beer. Here you go. And it's like, yeah, it's so... so gay to like a beer with an orange in it. I'm such a gay.
Yeah, but now look where we are.
Right?
Every beer is
exactly
fruity and delicious.
Guess who didn't get a tip?
Yeah, Branching Out Bottle Shop has beer named after their shop dog Barley. They absolutely do. Sky Raisins.
Oh, yeah. We've had that.
Yeah.
It's good.
Shock Top is another sleeper. I like a good Shock Top.
Those are all good, and plus they're like 5%ers.
Like,
you have a couple, you go.
I haven't tailgated something in many years just because that involves me leaving the house. But when I do, if I've got to get something, it's like a Shock Top or a Blue Moon is nice.
Yeah.
Or a cider is nice.
Yeah.
It's National Drink Beer Day. What are you guys drinking?
I mean, you're going to tell me that Blue Moon and Shock Top is no good, but I want to go. What if I want to go to Tully's? I'm going to get myself a big old basket of tenders and the big Blue Moon, man, or the big Miller Lite.
Yeah.
What's the matter with that?
Live your life.
Ooh, a Voodoo Ranger Spicy Pumpkin.
What is that? That's a lot going on there. Sometimes beers get too crazy, and I don't like them.
That seems to be a problem right now. And it's
what, the beers get too crazy?
Yeah, that's why I like that you're getting into the whiskey, because the beer is getting too... what's the word I'm looking for? Where everything is in every one of them, and everybody's got a crazy beer name.
Yeah, they
gotta
one up each other.
Yeah, everybody's trying to do something crazy. Where it's
like, make a good pilsner.
Yeah, it's getting less and less about the beer and more and more about
how crazy can we get with Sour Patch Kids and all this.
Yeah, what can I add into it? And what can I make? And I don't know. Just do some.
Jenny Cream Ale.
I was going to say, let me just get a Schlitz and pound it on down.
Yeah, 1911 ciders are good. What are you guys drinking? I'm just asking. It's National Drink Beer Day. You can throw ciders in there. I know they're not technically beer, but you can throw there. Yeah, beer's becoming Oreos nowadays, text line says. Well, how crazy
right?
can we get?
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. It really is. Beer's like, it's like they're teaming up with Oreo. All right, what can we do?
Just like I always say with whiskey, I don't like flavored whiskeys. I like my whiskey to taste like a whiskey.
Yeah.
I like my beer to taste like a beer. Now, I'll give you some leeway on both sides of that.
Yeah.
Like on a whiskey, if you're going to age it in a certain barrel or you're going to do something there, all right, I like the variation there. If you're going to take a beer and, you know, maybe it's a different style and it's got a little...
Yeah.
I don't need Sour Patch Kids or Warheads beer.
And not saying that, you know, they're bad, but a lot of the times, FYI brewers, we can't taste any of that.
No, I know that you're so rock hard over all that.
No, I put this in and then
I took a bunch of this
and then I took a whole bunch of candy corn and then I took all of these raspberries.
I respect the game.
I taste beer and sometimes it tastes a little fruitier.
Does it taste good and give me a buzz? That's all I care about.
Right? Yeah, it's hard to...
These hops come from a barren area of New England.
Yeah.
Like, by a shaman monk. I'm like, all right, can I get a buzz?
Am I drinking that?
Am I drinking that? Can I get a buzz?
Well, yeah, but here's what you got to do first. You have to pour it down the middle as fast as you can.
Mm-hmm.
Swirl the bottle.
It's got to be 37 and a half degrees Fahrenheit.
Crush the can on your head.
Oh, just give me a beer.
I mean, just have it.
Oh, yeah, Revo and Twitch. I always forget about those. The hard sodas, like the root beers and the orange sodas.
When they first came out, I remember those. They were impossible to keep on the shelf at the Chopper.
Really?
So I remember the dairy's right across from the beer, and we would watch the guy. Like, he would go, all right, I just put up, you know, a whole bunch of these the root beer ones. Mm-hmm. And we would stand there, and within 10 minutes, he'd be like, gone. And that another case is gone. Oh, another six packs.
Yeah, I don't even know.
And all gone.
I knew there was root beer, there was ginger ale,
all
I can think
it.
Orange soda for
orange
a little while.
Orange soda, there's a Mountain Dew.
Whoa.
There's a grape soda. I've tried a couple, too sweet for me.
Yeah?
I didn't like it. I didn't like them.
Oopie loves a Saranac Pale Ale. I like that beer. That's a good beer. It's National Drink Beer Day, by the way.
Is it Saranac? Yeah. All Saranacs, to me, taste basically the same.
They do?
I don't know what it is. They've all got something about them where I can rarely taste the difference. I don't know why.
Ooh, LJ, I'd like that. A 1911 Blueberry Cider?
Yeah. Nope, that one's phenomenal.
I like that one.
Yep. That one's one of the higher alcohol contents, too. That one and the raspberry one that they've got.
Showgirl Lisa is one of these people that likes that Pabst hard coffee. That's getting a lot of people into it.
I took a swig of the 1911 cold brew vodka yesterday. I didn't like it just because I'm not.
The cold brew? Yeah, I don't know what that is.
It's like
a coffee vodka?
Yeah, remember you had the Jameson?
Yeah, I don't like that.
It was like that, but with a vodka.
Oh, all right, I got it.
Eh.
Oh, the blueberry blonde ale. Yes.
Yep.
That's a good one.
That is a good one.
I don't care what it said. I don't care what you judge me. A blueberry beer. Ellicottville does a good one. Who was it? Sea Dog, maybe, I think, has a blueberry with the guy with the cap on.
Yep. That one with the, not Sea Dog, but the one with the dog on it. There's another one. With the dog on it.
It might not be called Sea Dog. I don't know what it's called. But
I don't know. But that one, they're all, Saranac. I mean, all models are good, man.
I love a blueberry beer.
Yep.
See,
you guys all like that, really?
Dude, I'm telling you, that is a sleeper right now. I can't bring myself to drink it, that PBR hard coffee.
Yeah, I can't.
Katie says it tastes like Yoo-Hoo. Dunes is saying it's fire.
I can't. PBR is disgusting to me and to everybody. You don't have to lie anymore.
I'm not lying when I say
I know. You don't. No one does. But at least you're not doing it in a hipster way. You're not. You actually don't mind it.
It's a pilsner. I like a crisp pilsner.
Other people are hipsters and are doing it because it's hipstery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the PBR is like chocolate milk.
Yeah, Lottie gave me a bunch of that blueberry coffee three pilsners. Woo, or philosophers.
Pilsners.
Yeah. All three of pilsners. Yeah. That is, and I don't like a super dark. And I mean, I've got some left, but I was putting those back. That's a winter fall beer if there ever was one, man. What are they, Lottie? Like 9%? You drink two of them, you're done. You're done.
Yeah, and I did buy a six pack. My go to beer was Empire's Deep Purple.
I got one in my fridge.
I bought a four pack of that.
Wegmans's got them.
It tastes the same. The recipe must be close to the same.
Although I like that because it does the same thing that when I start drinking a bunch of ciders in the fall, I start to crave apple juice. I like to drink the Deep Purple because it makes me want a grape juice.
Yeah.
And then I'll end up going and getting a Welch's grape juice. I remember, I forgot where I was when I had that craving and I couldn't do anything about it anymore. And I finally, at a dinner, had to, can I get an apple juice, please?
Can I just get an apple juice? Well, dude, if you're having a breakfast at a diner and you get an ice cold apple juice, it's the best.
No, this was a dinner. Like an adult establishment.
Can I get a chocolate milk?
they think they wanted, you want kid, or I mean, small or large?
Yeah.
Large. Big apple juice, please.
Could you put it in a sippy cup? He tends to spill his drinks.
Well, yeah, duh. Need that.
Yeah, I don't know how to say. Is it Wachusett's blueberry?
Yeah.
That's good. That's what I like.
Yep. Yeah, that's
I like
good
that
one.
Beer. Yeah, Sea Dog blueberry. All right.
Yeah.
People defending my PBR, all right.
Sugar LJ, you are far from a hipster, but you're not. I mean, you're a grandma, but you're not really a grandma.
Who, LJ?
Yeah, I'm not really a grandma.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with your story.
Grandma, but gilf.
I love Deep Purple, but even one gives me a ripping headache. Yeah, probably.
Really?
It's pretty sweet.
Huh.
It's the grapes. I don't know.
Yeah, they're a little sweeter. Look at all these. There we go. Now you guys are starting.
What are they saying? We're talking sleeper beers.
Breckenridge Vanilla Porter.
Ooh. That's getting a little out there, but I like the sound of that.
That's good because the, forgot there's like a Sam Adams or a Saranac. One of them make a porter or something or a s'mores.
Yeah, porter a or s'mores something. Beer is good.
Is that a Saranac? Those are good.
I like coffee beers and I don't like coffee. That's about as crazy as I want to get with my beers, though.
I got to bring you some of those, the ones from Lottie, then, to try.
The Omegang?
You'll like those, then.
We'll keep them coming in. What is it? Joe Montana and his wife?
I said Joe Montana.
Almost had their grandchild kidnapped. Dude, those things, those stories terrify me.
Like, unbelievable.
I mean, what this happened through, here in America.
Goes through people's head.
They're sick. They're mentally ill.
Well, it's the only explanation, right? Someone is mentally...
They're mentally ill, but then, like, other countries, trafficking is a terrible problem.
No, I was going to say, they're far from mentally ill.
Like, there's video of, obviously, they want blonde-haired, blue-eyed. I don't know why I said obviously, but that's kind of what the...
No, that's like the...
Those are the best...
Creepy pedo thing.
To market for some reason.
Yeah.
And there's a video of this family eating dinner, I think, in, like, South Africa, and a guy just jumps over the thing and tries to grab the little girl. And they beat him down.
Yeah.
I mean, you should be beat to death immediately.
That's one of those where...
Like, what good are you going to do for this world?
Yeah, I was going to say, if nobody for anything deserves to die except for people that mess with kids.
Yeah. Pedophiles and these traffickers.
Yeah.
They don't know... I don't know the story behind this woman. This could just be a mentally ill person, but she went into Joe Montana's house in Los Angeles, tried to take his 9-month-old grandchild... Before Joe Montana and Jennifer Montana got involved, a tussle ensued.
Yikes.
Was able to safely pry the child out of the suspect's arms.
What?
Fled.
Was there a car? Where did this lady...
This just happened all yesterday, so I don't know. The more details will come out.
They just have big old gated communities. Joe Montana is a very successful person.
Yeah.
He ain't living just where somebody can
get
hop
in the, like,
back
walk
fence.
In the house.
Yeah. That's got to be an unstable person from inside the community.
You think so?
Yeah. Because, you know the areas these people live in.
I'm going to see Joe Montana's house.
Multi-millionaire athletes. And you know, it's not just like, off of, West Cott Street or something.
It's a $30 million, 500-acre ranch.
Right? So somebody had to walk.
How do they get that close to the house?
Yeah, all the way up the parking lot. All the way up the driveway. I don't know.
In the middle. Like, that's secluded. That took some effort to get way back the way. The house I'm looking at.
It's got to be just somebody from down the street type deal.
Terrible. Twitch.tv/KRockCNY.
Ugh.
And then Texas has as long as we're doing downer stories, they have a brain-eating, what is it, amoeba? What am I saying?
I don't know.
Brain-eating something in the water?
They got a zombie flesh-eating virus that eats your brain when you just try to have some of that lovely, delicious water you guys are always clamoring for.
I don't even know if that, you got to drink it, because that poor little boy that died was just playing in a water park.
That you see all the time now. That's so weird. That's a thing. We're so...
8 cities in Texas have been alerted to a brain-eating amoeba detected in the water supply.
Who messed up what? Because something don't sound right.
Residents of 8 cities in Texas were alerted this week.
Who let a dead animal die in the reservoir?
Because
did somebody... That's usually what happens with all that crap, right?
Why is Amanda saying that that's present in a lot of water supplies?
Oh, I don't know. I would hope it's not.
Hope it's not. I don't want it.
I don't want that.
Lake Jackson, Freeport, Angleton, Brazoria, Richwood, Oyster Creek, Clute, and Rosenberg, Texas. All places I don't know where they are. But they're under orders to not use their water. Not even, wash in it.
Wow, man.
Because it's got this brain-eating...
That's nuts. That's nuts.
You are urged not to drink or use the tap water from the impacted system for any reason.
Hmm.
Like, what the hell? And no, text line, I'm not watching Monsters Inside of Me. I live in fear.
I already know all that crap that's in the water. There's a lot of things in the water.
You guys got to understand that I'm a hypochondriac who thinks his body is dying at all times. I'm not watching monsters inside of me that just says, oh, yeah, no, you're definitely, there's definitely something going on inside you.
I don't want to know. That's what I die from. Then that's what I die from. I don't want to live in fear of water my whole life, as I already do. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
I don't need to be in fear of even touching it now. No,
like,
thanks.
I saw an article over the weekend about how, like, if you bruise easily, your liver's probably failing you. Yeah, and I don't think I bruise easy, but still, it's enough for me to be like, well, my liver's definitely failing me, isn't it? All right.
Right. All the ladies that I've met that bruise so easily, it's because you walk in to the edge of a coffee table or a door because you're a klutz, right?
Wow, Cody. Wow.
What? Sorry.
You had to take it there.
What? Sorry, what?
Who had brain-eating amoeba for 2020?
Is DeWitt still under a boil of water order?
Yeah, what's their story?
Because that sucks to have to boil your water where you use it.
Ugh.
Gross.
Anyways, those are a couple downer stories for you.
That's not downer. I mean, it's good to know in case you want to...
Brain-eating amoeba.
Head on down to Texas for
people
some terrible reason.
Kidnap Joe Montana's grandchild.
They were looking for Joe Montana. So...
I got to show you this video of this ghost running through this guy's yard. I can't play it because obviously he drops a lot of F-bombs.
What? All right. Yeah,
but he
show
goes,
me that. I want to see a ghost.
And he's smoking a blunt in it. And
yeah.
But okay. So
that,
in the beginning of it,
weed.
In the beginning of it,
mm-hmm.
And pretty soon I'll have the ability to show Twitch my videos.
Oh.
Which is new.
Hell yeah. That'd be cool.
But... In the beginning of it, he's smoking a blunt, he starts filming a video, and he's basically saying, I think I just saw a ghost out in my yard, I'm going to show you guys, I'm freaked out, and he opens the door, and he's like, this is where I saw the ghost,
and
at that
there?
Exact moment,
it gives like a,
no, it like hey. Runs in front of his camera, and he starts screaming.
Like the alien from
yeah.
Signs?
Yeah! I can't play it on the radio, that's what sucks, but I'll tweet it out.
Yeah, tweet it out.
At K-Rock Josh. All right, I found a little segment of the video that I can play where he does not drop MF this, MF that.
Did
it's
you,
a
though?
Dude who thinks he just saw a ghost in his yard. And you know me. I'm all over ghosts this time of year. I do it every year. Thinks he saw a ghost in his yard. So he starts filming, and he's telling the camera.
Yeah.
Like he's telling the people who are going to see the video, I just saw something out here in the yard.
I wish people would film videos like when they're ready.
What do you mean?
Because
yeah,
like he's
moving it, like,
lighting
yeah, right.
A cigarette, and like, see, you got to flip this around. How about
like,
get
wait,
it flipped around
yeah.
And then go and
get
then
your
go. All right, guys,
and then start.
Here's me live. You know what I mean? Figure it out. Although ghosts appear when they want to.
Yeah,
so, I mean that's
so. All he is making a video of is his yard, where he's like, "This is where the activity happened." And the second he does that, he zooms in. And how would you describe it? It's like a ghost running through the yard.
It literally looks like a big ghost, like, put up his hood and, like, tried to run off like a
like you
Metroid.
Got caught.
It looks like Metroid. Is that the game?
I guess so.
Where the lady is the actual character? Because that's what it looks like. It looks like a video game character or a predator.
Like a very tall.
Like the predator.
Yeah, very tall looking ghosty thing.
Yeah. No, he doesn't offer the ghost a drink.
And then he freaks out.
That's why the ghost ain't coming back.
I will have my dump button on the ready.
That's my backyard. I'm zooming in a little piece. This is the exact spot that I just...
I don't know how to explain it.
No, once you see it, it's interesting. Because you see before where I thought it was the ghost, but it was cigarette smoke.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't no cigarette smoke.
It's running.
It's something different. And it goes in a weird.
Oh.
Yeah. I like his voice, man. That's a voice. You're all wood in my backyard.
Yeah, I'm zooming in a bit. Oh!
Smoking a piece. Which he might have been smoking some weed back then when he was looking.
Oh,
I think that's what smoking a piece means.
What do you guys want to do for ghosty stuff this year? We always just do stories, but
I know. I honest to God think that...
I've probably asked you, and you probably have shared all your stories. Haven't you?
Can we just take 1 second to pause and take a peek out the window?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Cousin Jay Cousin Jay is outside the studio. There he goes.
Oh, my
there
God.
There it is. Twitch
is
outside cam.
Oh.
What did that sign say? 95 more days until we till our play again?
Yeah, bro.
Look at him. He's holding it. He's on Twitch holding it out the window right now.
He is, guys. And that's the reason why we have the outside
that's
the
studio.
No,
he's holding the sign up. Unbelievable.
You got to do something, bro.
I am trying to do a broadcast, and my cousin Jay is going to roll down here and flaunt his bowling trophy.
Can we do like a Rocky style video of you getting ready
for the family bowling tournament?
Yeah, but we could make that very funny.
What am I going to do, man?
It's you eating cheese fries.
I can't beat cousin Jay at bowling. You at NBA Jam. You're up 7-3 on me.
I'm gonna beat your ass.
Maybe
today.
I'm just a loser.
I'm coming for him today. Go Christian Leitner his ass.
I'll put the video on my Twitter and the K-Rock Facebook.
Then he flips you off and is out. Damn right.
He does, man.
But no, Halloween stuff, I really think that, I don't know if it's going to be, you know, possible for, more than a couple of us to do anything. So it might just have to be me and you. We might just have to go do a ghost hunt. A legit ghost hunt. Go live on Facebook or Twitch or whatever. And, strap a thing to one or both of us where there's a camera right on our chest the whole time. And then we just go out for a night. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to be a bunch of days, but like there's a night and we can I'm sure somebody would want to sponsor us being all extremely talented as we are. Getting someone's name on it and then we go out and do a ghost hunt.
Because I got to find another angle for this year. Every year I'm like, hey, what are your ghost hunts? What are your ghost stories? Well, now we got to go next level, man.
Yeah, we've never actually gone on a ghost hunt, either of us. Or together. I think, didn't you do one or something like that?
I did out to Rolling Hills Asylum, but there was too many people.
Yeah, I'm saying it's just whoever the guy is.
And then Mr. Pink took me to a house.
Yeah, we could just get it, or it could just be us. We know where there's spots. We just go. We find somebody to let us in and then go, all right, we're just going to walk around.
There's a house in Phoenix.
Yeah.
There's two houses in Phoenix.
We do those too.
We can't.
Why?
Well, I don't want to give away information, but my buddy Jason grew up in one of them.
All right, so there's access to one.
But he doesn't live there anymore. It's empty right now.
Yeah, fine, boom.
And he says it's creepy as hell.
Yeah, we do a couple of that. We got to talk to that guy that wanted us to go out to that spot there on the canal. There, that place. Remember, he didn't want to blow up his spot.
Oh, he's got a spot? Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't want to blow that up.
Yeah, so there's that. We could go do that. And that would be, that could be an entire night. Because I don't know if you know where that is. That's big. There's a big, huge spot. And then there's another, like, house-looking thing. And then there's, like, a giant-ass, like, field or whatever. So.
It's abandoned?
No, but it's not, like.
Heavily used.
Or no, it's not used at all. Mm-hmm. It's, I don't know how to say it. It's like a, you know how the Erie Canal Museum?
Yeah.
It's like that, but not as museum-y. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're
saying.
Like,
we could be there and there wouldn't be a problem.
All right. There's but are you going to, you're going to want a buzz, you said, right?
If it's for an actual thing, I can be
ugly. Tailgate it.
Right? But you know what I mean? That's something.
I think that's what we have to do this year.
Yeah, I think it is.
We got to find a creepy abandoned place.
Yep. Or, we get Joe to let us in to the landmark. They're not doing anything. They're renovating. So there's no shows. We wouldn't be bothering anybody. We wouldn't be there on a night that they're doing something because they're not.
That's an option. That's an option.
They're not doing anything.
That's an option.
Because that one, at least, I know is, I have actual, things that happened to me in that area that I had no idea was
I think people would watch
ghosty.
That.
Oh, I definitely think.
If I brought our Twitch gear.
Yeah.
And I set up like 3 or 4 HDMI cams.
Yeah. Look at the people that just watch. Look at the people that watch Jack Bagans get affected.
Like if we did like a 10 p.m. to like a 2 a.m. stream or something.
Yeah.
Just to see if we could find stuff.
Everyone, you let them catch a buzz watching us.
And I run cams to like separate parts of the house.
Yeah.
And you guys can all watch with us.
Yeah.
That might be kind of cool if we did our own version of Ghost Adventures, Cody.
I think that'd be neat as hell. If one of these days we'll go just take a look-ski over to where that place is.
Because I have the gear. I'm not even thinking like this.
Right, I'll drive over there and take some pictures and show you what the area is, because it's big. We could do a lot of stuff there. Or the landmark, either one.
People are asking to sponsor us already.
See, someone would want to be all over that. You never know. Ghosts, see, Mike, I'm with you. Ghosts aren't real.
But What if we catch something?
Right? And I have weird things that have happened to me that I don't have any explanations for.
Now, sidebar, Cody and I do have IBS, so there's got to be a clean bathroom nearby in case we got to poop.
I believe there is a bathroom at this place. Because there's like a visitor center type. So I'm sure there is.
And if any of us, because I know I'm going to start getting blown up by paranormal investigators.
Yeah.
I don't want a big crew.
No.
I want Cody, me, and then one of you.
One, because being on camera is hard. If everyone's from, let me move here. Oh, let me just.
What I picture happening is I think I'll just set up like four cameras.
Yeah.
And just leave them running.
Capture.
And then as we walk into rooms or whatever, you see us or you won't see us.
Yeah.
Or maybe we're not in a room, but one of our Twitch viewers will see something. They can get it. Like, what if we did that?
I think that'd be a good idea.
I think that's a damn good idea if we did our own version of Ghost Hunters.
Yeah, I agree.
It's got to be a place that definitely has stuff go down. And Cody and I will go there from 10 to 2, 10 to 3.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
All night. Yeah.
I'll be dead asleep. I'll have to nap. No, I'll have to absolutely
right?
nap.
Yeah. 10 to 2, Cody on cam, Josh snoring in the background.
I don't know the last time I stayed up till 2 a.m., but if I napped during the day, I could do it.
Yeah, yeah. Go home, take a nap from noon to 7 or 8 at night.
3 a.m. is the witching hour. I'm not...
All right, 11 to 3. Instead of 10 to 2. We'll do 11 to 3. And then we're in.
Yeah.
Catch some ghosts.
I could do a four-camera setup. Dude, that might be an awesome idea.
Yeah.
Find us a place. Help us find a place that Cody and I can do our own ghost adventures.
Ghost adventures.
We'll do a live Twitch stream one night only.
Worst case scenario is you get to watch us be absolutely ridiculous for 4 hours. I'm sure we're going to be pooping our pants.
Here's the weird. What the hell was that?
Did you hear that?
Here's Twitch. The one thing
did you guys hear
that we're going to need that I don't know if all abandoned locales can have is a high-speed internet connection.
Yeah.
As weird as that sounds.
I'm going to have to get a hot spot.
Unless I can ask Chief Engineer for something, but...
Oh, Jesus.
If we're going to do this on Twitch, then...
Come on, Josh.
Yeah.
Well, what if they've got their own Wi-Fi?
What?
What if they've got, like, their own, you know...
Ghost Wi-Fi?
Like, no, where the location is.
Yeah, then we can use that.
That'd be funny if they did.
Yeah, we just got to plug... I got to have a speed...
Yeah.
So people can watch us do it. This isn't a thing I'm putting on Boss Lady or anybody. This is just Cody and I coming up with a funny idea.
Yeah.
Because I think that'd be the next... we got to dress as Ghostbusters.
That would be optimal, yes.
We got to obviously buy the onesies and at least put our names on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that would be funny.
Then you go over to that Spirits Halloween and they mm-hmm. have Ghostbuster stuff.
They
we
do?
Could just get two fake proton packs.
Big Dog, thank you for gifting that sub, man. All right.
That'd be hilarious.
We need ideas. I need places that are definitely haunted.
Ooh. I don't know if there's a haunted brothel, but text line, I will personally go around to the strip clubs and see if any were...
From what I hear, Paradise Found, very haunted. You're going to need to be there.
I'll go check and see if Lookers in the back
very,
room...
Very, very haunted.
...is haunted.
Yeah.
Let me try to... No, if you could just spread to...
All right, Cody.
What?
Sometimes we come up with ideas on this show.
Oh, yeah.
And I am so rock hard over this idea.
I can see.
It's like running through my head.
Yeah, it's a very good idea.
How we do it.
Yeah.
We're talking, Cody and I do a live ghost hunt on Twitch. Very low lift on everyone's part.
And
I'm just going to bring my studio set up, tear down all these cameras, set them up in a haunted location, like four different cameras, and Cody and I just spend 3-4 hours in there.
And if you do need something, then, I mean, God forbid... We're not ESPN radio. You can ask the engineer if we need it. It's a thing for us that, you know what I mean?
He's got a remote cam set up. I'll bounce it off of him.
We have anything in like a year.
But then sometimes when I do ask him, then it gets too complicated.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, it doesn't need to be. We don't, because this place has a way of doing that where they will make it, well, you know.
No, you and I can just.
Built up to where, well, forget it then. And then you can't because. You know, they get ideas get shot down so easily. How are we going to? Well, do whatever you're doing for every other place.
We could do it. I'm just looking around this room.
Yeah.
I got enough gear.
Yep.
I've piecemealed enough gear together that we could do a substantial.
Yeah.
Substantial little fun thing here.
So, boom. doing it.
You guys say you're going to do it 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.? Yeah, why? Is that not ghosty? No. No, Cody and I are both going to take a nap.
Yeah, take a little nap.
And we're going to go ghost hunt from like 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. And then you'll all say 3 a.m. is the real witching hour. Okay, great.
All right, fine. So,
whatever.
10:30.
If we're having a good night.
Yeah, 10:30. Yeah, 2 or 3, it ain't going to matter.
Yeah. All right.
If there's the ghost.
Cody, coming back, I want you to go through the MLB playoff bracket. As this came out yesterday.
All right, I'll do it.
There's...
with no bias.
Five games? 8 games tomorrow at noon?
There's a bunch. They expanded the playoffs this year.
Playoffs.
There's more teams.
So I want to see who you think goes to the World Series.
Probably the Cowboys.
The Cowboys are going?
Yeah.
Duncan, Halloween at the park. Just a couple of days away from opening up. It's going to be awesome. They've been working really hard to get that set up. Central New York's Enchanted Drive-Thru. What are you laughing about?
We should make it real Halloween style and wait till they're all done and then go over there and throw eggs at it.
If we want to get fired immediately, yeah, that'd be the thing to do.
No, Crab's come with me.
Oh, he's going to?
He's driving us over. I drive. You
Halloween at thepark.com. Get your tickets now. Because there is a limit to how many people can come and go.
Yeah.
I don't know why you guys have to miss out.
I got to taste test all your donuts.
Yeah, with those tickets, you can get half dozen donuts from Dunkin'. And you can get upgrade to get trick-or-treating bags.
Yeah.
It's very kid-friendly. It's not scary. It's all for the family.
I was seeing all the... I was taking a peek-ski at the little prizes they were putting together, mm-hmm. the little bags. They got some little things there for your kids. I'm going to take them.
Why'd the cake boss shove his arm into a bowling machine?
Oh, what?
Did you see that?
No.
He destroyed his right hand because something was stuck in his bowling alley at his house. And he went to go get it dislodged.
And
it cranked and it crushed his arm.
Oh, I can't.
And it's like it stayed there for like a minute. Like he couldn't get it out.
What an idiot. Come on, man.
Don't go near those bowling devices, no matter how stupid you are. Even though my stepfather told my sister, go down there and climb around in there. Yeah, don't do that. Those will kill you. Or at least injure you greatly.
That. What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know.
Even if you fix it. All right, you did it. What then immediately do you think is going to happen?
It's going to snap and grab your arm.
Like, well, all right, I'll get it. I'll fix it. Or when you fix it, what is going to happen? Your hand's going to be in the thing.
It's in there.
I'll go so fast.
No, you won't.
No. I could pull the bullet out of the thing before anything could even happen.
Cody.
Yes?
Joshua? It's playoff time.
Playoffs.
Now, playoffs. I know nothing about any sports. I turn to you.
I love baseball.
And your knowledge is tomorrow at noon. There'll be 8 playoff games tomorrow.
Dude, this last couple weeks has been absolutely ridiculous.
It's ridiculous.
College football, NFL,
NHL tonight, game 6.
NBA.
Tampa Bay hope to beat the Stars.
Yeah, MLB.
Yeah, man.
There's been UFC, all sorts of stuff, man. Ugh.
So let's start at the top here. This came out, yesterday? Yesterday they dropped the bracket. And your Braves got a 2 seed?
Yeah, they had a solid little mini season here. Not bad at all. They've got some pitching problems where the start of the rotation is is toit, but the back end a little iffy, if you ask me.
All right, so Cody Mack, let's start up the top left. Tampa Bay, Toronto, who do you like?
I'm going Tampa Bay. They've been one of the best teams in baseball all year. They've got phenomenal pitching. They've got really good hitting. Toronto's good, but I think Toronto's too young.
Cleveland versus Yankees. Are they still the Indians, or they changed that?
Oh, no, they're still the Indians, but they only wear, like, their Cleveland uniforms, and they stopped using the Wahoo logo thing.
Indians, Yankees, who do you like?
I think the Yankees will still, they will just hit a ton of home runs. Cleveland's good, but not as they've been in the past couple of years.
Minnesota, Houston.
I can't pick the cheaters. It's got to be Minnesota. Houston's been kind of crappy all year. And it's funny the excuses they're making, but it's weird when you don't know what pitch is coming.
Oakland or Chicago? I only have Chicago. Is it White Sox?
I really like the White Sox, man. There was an injury Oakland had in their middle of their lineup that I think is going to hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
That I think I'm going to go with the White Sox. I think I'm going to go with the White Sox.
Oh, and then the Cubs play Miami on the other side, right?
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So do that one. Who do you like, Chicago, Miami?
Cubs, Miami. I can't pick the Marlins, man. I just can't. Right. There's no way I can pick the Marlins. They're so bad, so
Dodgers,
consistently.
Dodgers, Milwaukee.
This has got to be the Dodgers. It's got to be. They have been the best team in baseball this whole year. So
San Diego, St. Louis.
St. Louis is better positioned to go on because they're more experienced. They've got
what
more
about my
players.
Padres?
Padres have been the sleeper team of baseball this whole season.
So you think San Diego?
I'm taking the Padres. Their pitching is pretty good, and they got players that are hot at the right time.
Atlanta, Cincinnati.
That's the Braves. I don't see the Braves losing to the Reds.
That's a non-biased pick?
Yeah, no, that's just a... we match up better than they do.
Cody Mack running down the playoff 2020 bracket, MLB. Tomorrow noon, this starts. Tampa Bay Yanks.
I am going off of Yankees being healthy, which they kind of are, and they mm-hmm. aren't here and there, but I'm still going the Yankees just because I can see them somehow overpowering the Rays. The Rays have been better all year, but...
Twins, White Sox.
Wow. Pitching is Twins, but I'm writing down right now White Sox just because that their lineup all year, it just is top to bottom, unbelievable.
Dodgers, Padres.
Wow. That's... I'm sorry. You know what? I am going to go San Diego.
Woo!
Until Clayton Kershaw of the Dodgers, the supposed best pitcher in all of baseball, can get a playoff victory, I got to take San Diego. If they are all healthy as well. Another one of the... They got to be healthy.
Depends on San Diego. What is it? Clevinger?
Yeah, a pitcher. He
for the playoffs, he got hurt last week?
Yeah, he went down last week. Mm-hmm. But they've got plenty of other guys that could step right in, but he's a huge piece.
Cubs, like, Braves.
If this was any other year, I would probably pick the Cubs because they're better overall with more experience. But the Braves have been hot this year. I see them being able to handle their pitching staff.
All right, now let's decide who's going to be in the World Series. Yankees, White Sox.
I got to go Yankees. I think this is another where the Yankees somehow managed to take it.
And then your Braves playing Paulie's Padres.
I got to go Braves. I got to go Braves from what I've said all year. And then if the Braves rotation, they're on the front end, they are phenomenal. They could go up 2-0 on you like that, which is why, and again, I've said it all year long, and I will make the World Series champion Atlanta Braves.
Wow!
Because I said it at the beginning of the year, this will be the year the Braves win it because it'll give everybody a reason to put an asterisk next
and
to
say,
the...
Yeah, but it really wasn't.
It was a 60-game season.
It wasn't a real season.
Yep.
You heard it first.
Tried to be biased.
Cody calls his Braves. Do you want to jump into the future or... Where a guy has a heart attack in a Taco Bell drive-thru, and it's definitely a story about me.
Yeah.
Thankfully, there was a fire station across the street, so the firefighters ran over and saved his life.
Wow. That's some
luck, man.
That's some timing, man.
Is that how it goes for me?
Nah, you're going to live forever, probably.
Very evident that something was not right. He's 6'4", getting him out of the car, I was not going to be able to do.
We put the pads on him. I shocked him one time, and within a minute of that shock and some more compressions, his heart started to beat on its own again.
Enjoy the days that you have. Love the people around you. Tell them you love them. Tell those that you need to say thank you to. Thank you. And that's why it was so important for me to see Captain Keller is... Without him, it'd been very different.
In all the years I've done this, never really got a chance to meet some of the people who I believe we've impacted positively, and especially the family and all the extended family that came.
Did a high schooler put this together?
Why? Because the music on
it? First of all, yeah, they couldn't have gotten, hey, for like 30 seconds, can we kill the fire truck? In the back, can we turn that off? And then what was that music underneath the guy talking?
It's a whole video. That's one of the clips.
Is this a Soralto commercial?
Like, text line with the very sharing the same question I had. Like, do you still finish your food or are you like, you're done?
The guy?
Like, you just
no, you're done. You go to the hospital. Your burger gets thrown out, fat ass.
Taco Bell, though.
Or your taco gets thrown out, fat ass.
But it's like, you ordered it.
Yeah, but then you almost died, so you're done. You don't...
Yeah, but...
You're not like...
Can I get like a rain check on that order? Like, is that going to be there?
They don't get to tell you. Hey, sir, come back when you're good. I'll have your nachos.
Yeah.
Your nachos will be waiting.
Yeah.
No, man. They wheel your dying carcass away in an ambulance, and then some kid making $15 an hour comes over, looks at it, hucks it away.
I'd be the guy pissed off behind the guy having the heart attack.
Yeah.
I'd be like, why is he not moving up?
Like,
Move up!
What are you, dead?
Even when the rescue workers run up, is he ordering for them too?
Are you kidding me?
Come on!
Although I do that all the time. Do you ever see an almost accident?
What?
Like when you're waiting at a red light or whatever, you see an almost accident. Yeah. You go, man, I swear to God, if you get an accident and then you're T-boned and I got to sit here because I'm first while an ambulance. Oh,
isn't it the most selfish thoughts to have?
Yeah. Every time I do, I'm like, oh my God.
Like, come on, if you're going to, you're going to ruin my day?
No, great. Now I got to wait for you because you're having a defibrillator need.
That's the most selfish up take.
Clear the way so I can get my food.
Come on now.
Let's go.
Dude, I will tell you right now, Dad's Diner, the establishment I run out of my house.
Yes.
Very much into the Mexican game right now.
Really?
Very deep into the Mexican game.
Really?
Tacos, burritos, nachos.
Well, with that,
all of it.
You could make a good Crunchwrap Supreme if you wanted, because you can do the flip and go, press down, pss,
yeah,
press down, pss,
yeah,
and then you're good.
If anything that we have, if we put it in nacho form, my kids will eat it. Saturday night, we just did a big old thing of nachos. I made a nacho bar.
I want nachos. Why? Where are my nachos?
And you weren't at the nacho bar.
Well, listen, your kids, though, and you,
mm-hmm,
and your wife, you can't eat the cheese.
Why?
You want to know why?
Why?
Not nacho cheese.
Nacho cheese. Yeah, my kids made that joke about 75 times that night. So
it's because we're hilarious.
Because you're hilarious, right? Yeah. But that's been my go-to. We've been doing nachos big time.
Did they make that joke before, during, or after setting your alarm to wake you up?
I don't know why they do that to me, man.
That is so funny. That's such
I don't know why they do that. They set an alarm in the middle of the night that woke me up.
Oh, man, that is great.
And then you're getting up.
Your kids are diabolical.
They are diabolical.
3 o'clock in the morning.
Lady Meow and Twitch. I love that Cody includes himself as one of my kids.
Yeah.
He is. Yeah, he absolutely is. Yeah. I claim him as a dependent on my taxes.
Yeah, we're hilarious.
Other side of this, we're going to talk mental health. I'm going to play a little clip. Talked on Friday with some folks from Oswego about mental health in these times.
You think they go to Sump Shop for lunch?
I bet they totally can.
Nice.
I'm going to play you a clip. It's a longer interview that I'll post on our social media. But I'll play 3-4 minutes of it here so you can hear about getting nacho cheese.
Yeah, the there you go.
Getting mental health and what Oswego State is offering. Here's a little taste of me talking to Oswego State's professors and mental health professionals right here on K-Rock. Hold on a second. Hold
wow,
on a second.
Wow.
That was a whole tease for nothing.
What happened?
Normally, I push the buttons to advance, but this time...
Oh, I see what you did.
This time, I screwed up, and I didn't need to hit the buttons.
Other buttons.
I got this other button.
How about now?
So now...
How about now?
Here's Jason Duffy and Sarah Spiegelhoff from Oswego State. Being mental health professionals, this has been a very stressful time for a lot of people. Let me start with Jason. Jason, how have you found in your practice and maybe even dealing with students, how are people coping with these last 6 to 7, 8 months?
Yeah, well, there's definitely a lot of diversity in terms of how people are coping with this. Some people are obviously going on with life like it's the status quo, and others are really struggling with symptoms of anxiety, depression, and other mental health types of concerns. And as we know, that the mental health piece also then contributes to physical issues, right? It can depress the immune system, make people more lethargic, less likely to want to engage in the very activities that would, you know, bring about some positive change, make them feel better. So, you know, I see this in students. I've seen this in my own private practice. And so I know my colleagues also are in clinical practices, and I know we've been doing a lot in terms of trying to help folks use things like technology or other avenues to really keep people socially connected to others during this time where a lot of people are holding up in their homes or place of employment. Also making sure that folks are finding a way to get outside, you know, get sunlight, you know, connect with nature. A lot of people, a lot of research is showing during this time, a lot of people have been finding ways to get outside, climb mountains, you know, go on hikes, go fishing, do a lot of things that they weren't taking advantage of previously until COVID hit. And there's a lot of research out there right now that getting outside, getting sunlight, getting some of that vitamin D, connecting with the natural world is one of the greatest avenues to kind of promote mental health, especially in times like this.
Oh, I agree. I mean, I know that my family and I, we've been getting outdoors a lot more, just road trips, because you can't really do much inside. Sarah, let me ask you this. As somebody who suffers from severe anxiety, I know that my biggest trigger is kind of the fear of the unknown. Is it because so much about this virus and it was unknown and we don't know what's down the road? Is that a lot of what you're seeing with your patients?
Absolutely. I see that a lot with my clients. Anxiety is probably one of the biggest issues that bring clients into counseling, even prior to COVID, but more so now. And I see a lot of that, you know, the uncertainty that's coming. We don't know when COVID's going to end. We don't know how it's going to affect us if we do become sick with it. So there's a lot of fear, a lot of worry, jobs are affected by it. And so a lot of the work I've been doing with my clients is helping them get to a place where they can accept some of the uncertainty, because we know that while it's easy to fall down that rabbit hole and worry about it, we also know that dwelling on it isn't going to make anything better. And so it's trying to identify what we can control in our life right now, what some of the positive things we can do, like as Jason said, getting outside, working on healthy communication with our friends and family, connecting with them, is really key, because, you know, dwelling on the uncertainty isn't going to make anything better for any of us.
Sarah Spiegelhoff, that was her speaking. I have Jason Duffy, and I also have Tiffany Gonzalez. The longer interview is posted on our social media. We talk about how you can start the process of not only, if you're feeling worried and stressed and your brain's all kind of wonky, how you start that process, but if you want to be a mental health professional, how you can maybe get that degree up at Oswego. Again, Cody and I love Oswego, and you will too. So I'll post that right now on our social media. You get to hear finally again Allison Chains. All right, hold on a second. Good morning. This is K-Rock.
What up?
So you can now buy airline bar carts that are fully stocked with booze.
What's that mean?
Like, when you're on a plane, you know, they have that cart that they wheel down.
Okay, I get it.
That's full of booze?
That'd be cool. I don't need that. Does it come with the cranberry juice?
Well, I'm trying to figure, okay, if you got a lot of money and you got money to burn, this is kind of a cool thing to have, I guess, but
it's basically just a cart filled with airplane bottles of booze, right?
Yeah, and snacks and candy. Qantas Airlines had 1,000 of them they had to sell before they got rid of planes or whatever.
Oh, that's kind of neat. I mean, but they're probably being douchebags about it, I bet, and selling them for way more than they should.
No, it's...
They should be like $20.
Cody. For a fully stocked bar cart, $20.
They were lit... What places are doing during the COVID and whatnot, they got to either throw... I got to come around.
This is what it looks like. Fully stocked. Wine, booze, slippers, snacks, champagne.
A little bigger than I thought it was going to be. But if they were going to, you can't tell me during the COVID times, we are going to throw this away, but we'd like to take your money instead.
What I think they did is turn lemons into lemonade. They had a bunch of these bar carts they were going to throw away, but they were empty.
Yeah.
So they're like, all right, we'll make a gimmick out of it. We'll stock them, and then we'll sell them for $1,000.
Oh, see, I took it as they were already stocked. They were ready to go for each flight.
No,
so
I think
they've got to sell them because they're going to go bad or something.
They got rid of a bunch of planes, and these are just the carts on them.
But see, but even still, I don't even care even with that. Don't tell me you're going to throw something away first and then try to position me to buy it.
Yeah, but look at the.
But you can buy it stocked with overpriced alcohol and things you could get anywhere else for hundreds of dollars.
I have a question. So they then take these Boeing 747 jets, take them to the California desert where they just sit forever. Why aren't we using more old planes for cool stuff?
Right? Again, just...
That could be a house for somebody.
Just getting rid of something for no reason.
Multiple houses.
Why are we not using it? Or using them? Can't figure out anything?
You ever see those airplane graveyards?
Yeah.
They're huge.
And not to, you know, be one of these people, but yet we've got thousands of homeless veterans.
That's what I'm saying.
Just on
use
the streets.
It. Make it into like an apartment or something.
God bless America until you come on back and, you know, we leave you out there. Once you're here, we don't care. But then they'll leave stuff like that.
Yeah, like abandoned, if you've got abandoned planes and abandoned buildings, let people live in them.
I don't know. That's weird.
So the carts include 40 mini bottles of red and white wine.
Okay.
One bottle of champagne. Two business class amenity kits. One first class Sheridan cotton throw blanket.
See? No. Uh-uh.
Two sleeper suits.
Nope. They're trying to get... Yeah, I don't like this. They're taking stuff they would have hucked anyway or that they can't use and now are selling it. Don't try to make me buy your airplane slippers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yo, but we're going to put it in a cart.
Oh, Oversight says they sell them for parts. Then why would they just let it sit in the desert? Isn't that bad for planes?
Yeah. I don't know.
Or at least take the husk of it and use it as something.
Use them for something.
I used to work for a company that painted planes, and American Airlines bought a bunch of United planes. They were just stocked and fully stocked bar carts,
and we got
to take a bunch of them home. Why not? Those kind of job perks are the best.
Yeah.
Okay, like, hey, you guys want a bar cart? Take it home.
Where it's like, all right, we got a bunch of these.
We don't know what to do with this. Yeah, take it home.
Get rid of them, please. Get them out of our way.
Take it home.
No one wants to look at these.
I don't know how airlines make money anyways. I really don't. Those gigantic planes turning all that fuel.
$1 billion to fly anywhere when it costs them like a nickel.
That's true. But I mean, it doesn't cost them a nickel. It costs them
to get
those stupid buildings in the air.
Yeah.
Go back to trains.
I'm supposed to fly. I don't get it.
Let's go back to trains. Hot air balloons.
Ooh.
Zeppelins.
I'll travel by hot air balloon. Nice.
Hot air balloons scare the hell out of me. I watched a guy free dive off of one of those this weekend.
Yikes. I've never been on a hot air balloon.
No, I will never be on a hot air balloon.
I'd go.
You would?
Yeah.
Not over water.
Nope. Not over water. But you can go a million miles in the air. Yeah. I don't care.
You're just in a basket.
Yeah, in a basket with a balloon keeping you up there.
Yeah.
A balloon.
Yeah.
Not even. It's a parachute that is doing a real good job of staying closed the proper amount.
Like full of hot air.
Yeah. Because if it goes either like expand or one way, it just collapse. No, I'm good. No, I don't want to go on anymore.
Go find video of people in hot air balloons, and you'll change your tune pretty quick.
I ain't no Berenstain Bear. I don't need a hot air balloon.
Yeah, man. You ain't no Curious George on a day off.
I ain't no little critter looking to get up on a hot air balloon.
Know what I'm saying?
Go, dog, go, but not do hot air balloon.
What is he talking about?
No.
So I'm not down with this Kraft macaroni pumpkin spice combo.
I saw that.
That they're doing.
I love pumpkin things. Pumpkin things aren't good in a lot of spices. I'm not a big fan of cinnamon and nutmeg.
Yeah, like pumpkin spice isn't a spice.
No,
it's just a combination of
cinnamon, nutmeg, and a couple other things.
Kraft has created a pumpkin spice mac and cheese for a contest in Canada, and now they're bringing it to the U.S. too.
No. I'm not a big fan of mac and cheese other than just
boxed mac and cheese.
Yeah, than just a straight. Either in the crock pot with some crumbly top or, you know, like a Velveeta or something. Other than that, I don't like all of the things added and meats in it and stuff. I don't like any of that.
I might need to swing down. Somebody told me Fresh Room's open. I might need to swing down and get some of that.
Some of them tenders, yo. Oh, my God. Those tenders.
We are hungry.
Yo, Frank, where them tenders at, Frank?
Yo, Frank.
Frank, give me them tenders. Hey!
So cops in Ohio broke up a fight outside earlier this month between two drunk women.
They're lucky they did.
One of whom was completely nude.
I wasn't nude. Well, I was. I was tucking it. When I can see what they thought I was.
Well, I get it. When they found, when they talked to the guy inside the house, they found out he had two felony warrants for kidnapping, and he was arrested. So my suspicion.
Wait, what?
Two women were
fighting outside. Somehow the dude goes to jail.
Because my theory is, I bet he was hooking up with one of them.
Oh, without a doubt.
And then the other one came home.
Yep. Then the girlfriend came home, saw him.
Naked woman runs out.
Yep. Doing a shaggy. But for reals, because it was him.
It was 4:25 in the morning.
Yo, they were banging at 4:20.
A drunk 27-year-old woman and a drunk 24-year-old woman were fighting in front of a house because, and then one was naked. Because the cops showed up, they found out that the guy who was in the house was wanted. So what's, like, 4:25, you come home, and you see that your man is hooking up with somebody.
Right? They're out, they've been banging for a while if it's 4 o'clock in the morning.
Like, if I'm having sex at 4:25 in the morning, I started at 4:23 in the morning. Like, that's when I started.
That's when you
are you awake? And that's because I just had to get up for work. Like, that's how that... That's how that plays out in my
life. Right? Yeah, it really
is. I did not stay up till 4:25 in the morning.
Your alarm went off at 4:20.
I'm like, hey.
You had at it at 4:23, 4:24, and by 4:25, you were...
Yeah, I'm done. I'm out the door.
Tossing a hand towel over her waist. You're headed into... I got to get ready for work.
I got to get to work. Good one. Have a good one.
Clean yourself up. Get out of here.
God, I have never seen a naked brawl. Have I lived the fullest life? I don't know. Have you?
They weren't naked, but I have seen chick fights where you can see vagina.
Really?
Like, they're on the ground.
Whoa.
Where, like, one's on top of the other and they're wearing, a skirt. And, you know what
and
I mean?
No panties on?
Well, no. Even if there's panties, just
you
in
see,
the fracas.
Right? Yeah.
Things have disheveled a little.
I've never seen a cheating brawl break out.
No.
I was watching Cheaters over the weekend. Remember that terrible show?
Yeah, I hated that show. The show was so made me so
creeped out. But was it real or fake?
I don't know. It was too creepy for me, the way it all went down. It was just a weird, they were like watching them do stuff. And
we shouldn't be cheating.
Well, no, I just mean it's creepy to watch people do stuff like
the
that.
Episode
like,
I saw,
yeah,
it was
outside,
like,
their house and watching them. They went in. Oh, they're having sex. I'll stay here until they're done.
Part of me feels like they oversell it a lot. Like, yeah. This one guy had mustard thrown at him. It's like, are they acting or what's going on?
They
here?
All feel fake. I mean, the favorite one is that one with the guy with the bowl cut when he shows up with flowers and then he smashes all the flowers after the other guy ditches the girl.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Like
that's a classic one.
Yeah, where she showed up to break up with the guy that she was there with. He's like the little short guy with a bowl cut. Ugh.
No, this was the wife catching her husband having an affair.
Yeah.
And, like, they would go to hotels and motels and stuff.
Yeah, and then that guy would just sit outside and wait.
He'd just wait with his camcorder.
And watch them.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. It's creepy. Like, that part.
Do you get grossed out by how much sex is happening in hotels? It grosses me out that people are just stopping in there, banging it out like animals and leaving.
Yeah, the dirtier ones, the hourly rates.
Really? Do those really exist?
Yeah.
Hourly rates?
Yeah, I'd imagine. Gotta be. There's still some super seedy hotels, and I'm not saying these are, but just, like, look at the random ones just going up Route 11.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is that? Oh, it's a hotel. For who?
For who? Who's staying there?
Who needs to stay at a hotel?
For an hour.
For an hour.
And then
Central Square and Syracuse.
What am I going to do with the other 55 minutes? That's
right?
The problem.
Yeah, what am I doing for 58 minutes?
Yeah.
Am I going again and I'm
like, what?
All right. Give me 45 minutes.
Give me a Gatorade,
minutes.
I guess, and we'll give it a go. All
right.
Man. Yeah, we're going to have a lot of conversation. I'm going to be crying a lot.
I paid for the hour.
I got
hour.
A lot. I have a lot on my mind.
So we're going to discuss some things. I'm going to, I can't even say it. It's gross. I'm going to do something in your mind.
Oh.
With my emotions and thoughts that I didn't. Your face.
Okay, Cody. Again.
With my hands, I slap her.
Oh, sure. Hit the showers.
Yeah.
Cody needs the showers.
In the bathroom.
All right,
at the hotel.
100.9, 106.5 K-Rock.
Cody, as you know, we are in all kinds of sportiness right now.
There's so much sports.
One of them, Game 6 of the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs tonight. But a neighbor, someone in Tampa, obviously, who's very excited about his Tampa Bay Lightning.
Okay.
Was yelling the word shoot in his house. And the neighbors thought that there was something squirrely going on, so they called the police.
Instead of maybe looking outside.
Say, hey, why are you yelling shoot?
Or don't be such a Karen. You know what I mean? So you can't yell shoot.
It was a huge Tampa Bay Lightning fan who was watching the playoff game the other night.
Yeah.
They felt so bad about it, they left a 12-pack of beer on his porch.
Yeah.
And a note that jokes. They might get a little too loud in the NBA final start this week.
Yeah, sorry.
They
called
left us beer. What's it say? Sorry about Wednesday night, LOL. I grew up around a lot of domestic violence, and I legitimately thought someone was going to get shot. Good luck to the Lightning. I'll be watching the NBA finals, LOL. Caesar and Christine.
Let's go.
Caesar and Christine, thank you guys so much.
All right.
I mean, if he's bro-y about it, fine.
Yeah.
But Jeez.
I mean, I'll tell you who shoots a big shot. Is this next guy.
Found nothing but blanks.
Oh my God. No one hits that five hole like this next guy. I'll tell you what.
Talk about cleaning out a pistol.
Griffin is up next. Be excellent to each other.